coming to you live from the Morningstar Mission sponsored studios. This is Carl and Crew Mornings on 90.1 FM Moody Radio.
All right, guys, we're rocking and rolling. Give me a little rock and roll music. Top six.
Give you a little rock and roll music?
Rocking and rolling.
You're going to have to give me a
shimmy
minute.
All the way to glory. Rocking and rolling, shimmy all the way to glory.
I guess you don't need to get it.
Yeah,
Carl
was
fine.
You just got it.
I said we're rocking and rolling, shimmy and all the way to glory.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Born through a party in the county jail.
He's got a jail ministry.
When the jumping and the drum began to swing, you should have heard his locked out jailbird sing that.
Great tap.
We're rocking and rolling. Allie's doing something over here.
Just a little shoulder action. That's all I can do while seated.
Reminds me again of Allie's first week here.
Oh, yeah?
I thought, uh-oh.
That must have made quite an impression. You bring this up often.
Well, it was shocking.
Okay. Explain, because shocking feels very overstated.
Well,
but
she
go
got
ahead.
Up and did some high school choreography that she learned as a, I don't know
in
what.
In high school.
As a high schooler.
Yes.
Yeah.
He had arms flailing, pivot footing. It wasn't like crazy, but it was
just meant she was
surprising.
She was right for the Carl and Crew family.
Okay,
and
so I was
going to
say, so Carl.
It.
I know.
You're
this
you.
Is hypocrisy.
And you were shocked?
I know. It's. I expect myself. I don't expect others.
I was consciously trying to
shock me.
Not to shock you, but to try to loosen up a little bit. I'm not naturally a super loose person. I have to kind of push to come out of my shell a little bit.
Well, you aren't what I'd call tight as a tick.
No, but I'm naturally more reserved.
That's fair.
Sure.
So, but I was trying because I knew that this job was going to be a bit of a push outside of my natural tendency to be more reserved. And that was my attempt
so
to kind of go for
let's
it.
Let's go for first impressions. I get a kick out of the fact that Allie went home after the first couple weeks going, who is this guy?
What did I do?
There must have been. I'm going to ask Henry. Because he'll give it to me straight. Tell me how your bride downloaded about working with me. Who is this guy?
It just...
You were wondering if it was for real. Yeah, you were.
It just took some getting used to. I mean, keep in mind, I came off of an 11-year stint as a stay-at-home wife
That's
and mom.
Fair.
I had not worked with anyone outside the home for 11 years. My first person to work with outside the home was you.
Oh, that little lilt in your voice right
no,
there.
I'm saying
oh,
so. There was no,
oh.
there was no like warm up. 0 to 60.
We need some more jailhouse rocking.
All right, let me
can't
get
handle
you a little
this
bit
anymore,
more.
Man. Got to get this thing fired up. This is what jailhouse chaplains sing every time they drive to Cook County, right here.
You think so?
It'd be good warm-up music, I'll tell you.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I'm tap dancing.
Ride with me, let roll. It's Carl and Crew Mornings. Getting fired up and excited about next week. Speaking of next week, I want to thank you ahead of time for what you're going to do. Because we are going to cut it loose in here next week to the glory of God. And I can't wait. I'm really excited, Boom Crew. Thrilled. We're listener supported. Can't do this thing without you. We say that over and over again. We're not going to stop. Why? Because we can't do it without you. And we're going to have prayer on Monday. And I'm super fired up about this. We aren't able to have as many people come in studio because of just the logistics getting downtown. So we're going to turn this thing around. We're going to have it. We pray for you. You pray for us. It's going to be a back and forth all morning long. We're going to have a morning of prayer.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh, baby, I'm
Great
fired up.
Way to start
yes,
our prayer week.
I'm so excited about this. Guys, when we take time to meet with the Lord in the deep places, God moves. I'm going to an appointment today. I can't even tell you what it is. And I'm so excited because I'm seeing the hand of God move in our city in such cool ways. It's hard to even express. And I wonder, where are you at today with prayer? Have they become rote? Routine? What if you prayed to the sovereign God who holds the stars in space and said, God, you see my little issue relative to all of creation. Come and work. Oh, what might God do? What might God do? Oh, man, it's just thrilling. It's thrilling to talk to the God of the universe and to say, God, you sent your son. You can save my son. You can bail out my business. You can deal with the pain of betrayal. You can fill in the blank. He can do it.
Yeah.
Man. So anyhow, I digress. Next week, we've got Cher kicking off. And I want to ask those of you, I want everyone to be a part next week. Yeah. And that includes you. Why? Because there's something about even being a $5 shareholder in something like this that all of a sudden it locks you in at a whole new, in a whole new way.
Yeah. You are invested.
Yeah.
In every way.
And if you got a spiritual gift of boogie boarding, that means catching the early waves out there, and you feel like, I want to get this going, and or you feel like I might not be here next week. Got a trip, you got a business thing, you got a vacation. You got, is it spring break time yet? No.
No, another week.
But you got something going on. Might be spring break somewhere for some of our listeners because they're around the globe. Who knows? But you've got something going on that'll take you out, or you've got a large gift, 5, 10, 15K. I want to ask you to prime the pump, 800-600-9624, 800-600-9624, or moodyradio.org. That's all I'm going to say right there. I'll leave it right there. Okay, coming up. Boy, have we got something. What are we tackling here today, Allie?
Well, have you ever felt like sometimes you put on a mask? I'm not talking about the COVID mask. I'm talking about the mask that you put on, maybe even in church, because you don't really know how to really show your true self, your true struggles, your true issues, what you're really going on. So you paste on a smile, and you walk into church another Sunday. Does that sound familiar?
And behind it all is a heart that yearns to be known. Painful prospect. You know, a lot of reasons people hate public speaking is there's a certain level of, I don't want to be seen. I don't want to be known. And yet we yearn to be known.
Yes.
Hang on. Buckle up and get yourself a swig of water.
Survey says it's your favorite topics on Carl and Crew Mornings.
One of the biggest battles that faces the church, we talk about it here all the time, is that we start off in the power of the Holy Spirit, right? I mean, the blessing that comes to people who come to the end of themselves is that this veil is torn down. We see our need for God, but it's in humble dependence that we find the way, the truth, and the life. And then we get up and we think, now I've got to work this thing out. I've got to make it happen. Paul said to the church in Galatia, having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? It's almost a bewilderment statement he makes here.
It really is. And we often live in this tension of the life that we want to be living and the life that we're actually living. We've got a guest right now. He's got a ministry. He's part of a ministry called True Face. And they pose this question. What if God isn't who you think he is and neither are you? John Lynch, our guest right now. First, talk about that premise, that question that kind of sets up the whole basis for this ministry.
Exactly as you laid it out, so many of us come to this free gift of Jesus, and then we think we've got to grind it out and bluff it and fake it until we make it. And it breaks our hearts because that's not how we came to Jesus. And so many of us see God as disappointed, disgusted, angry with us. And so we try to perform for him, for his approval. And the tragedy is he's already paid for it. We're already approved. So if we don't get that, we experience the shame. And you know what shame is. Guilt says you've done something wrong. Shame says there is something uniquely and irreparably wrong with who you are at the core of your person. And if given enough time, we all can see it. And so with that shame, I have to put on a mask. I have to fake it like I'm somebody so that you will love me, so that you'll accept me, so you'll think I'm great. And all along, God has said, kid, I've already done that. There is nobody on this planet I love more. But until I believe who Jesus says I am, I'll be tempted to wear those masks.
In your estimation, John, is it more of a lack of understanding of the holiness, goodness, and the friendship of God toward us? Or is it the old tapes, old behaviors, and the demonic realm that baits us back into living by the flesh? Or is it a little of both?
Yes and yes. It carries both those ideas. But primarily, I have to dare trust this remarkable statement of Galatians 2, that I've been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer the old John who lives, but Christ lives in me.
Yeah.
And so I have a new heart. Christ is in me on my worst day. I'm not a saved sinner. I'm a saint. The most real me wants to love like crazy. I have a shame-free identity. But all those are trust statements of who Jesus says you now are. And until I get them, I will perform for you. I want to prove to others that I'm worthy of their love. I want to prove to me that I'm worthy of being loved.
Yeah.
I don't want people to feel sorry for me. I want to be seen as great. So the only possible answer to breaking that shame that puts on the mask is to believe who Jesus says we are. This is what Paul calls grace.
John Lynch, our guest right now, he's a part of the ministry True Face. Coming up, you said that you have a story that happened just recently that really exemplifies the importance of this conversation. Let's get that from you coming up.
Going from believers of Jesus to followers of Jesus, you're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
With us this morning, John Lynch, speaker, author, pastor, has a heart to watch people shepherded not only into their understanding of who God is, but who we are in Christ. And then that powerful revelation gives us, it enables us the ability to not walk around faking it when this great work has been done inside us.
And so, John, tell us what happened just recently that showed you why this conversation is so important or reminded you of it.
Saturday, I'm in the Midwest speaking at a conference. Afterwards, I need to get a ride back to my hotel that's close to the airport. These two guys, and the one guy in the back seat says, I have so many questions for you. And he starts with something unrelated. And within a minute, he had sized me up and made the decision to let out 10 to 15 years of lying and deceit and hiddenness and wrong relationship outside of his marriage. He was a wonderful guy, a kind guy, but he had hidden because he thought nobody could know about this addiction. And in a moment, he spilled it all out. His friend is in the front seat, having never heard any of this. And it was a beautiful, miraculous interaction between the three of us. And I told him the cost of what it would mean for him to tell his wife. And I said, you can go on hidden and have a horrible marriage. Your kids will know it, all those things. But if you want to come clean and be known, it's going to cost you this and this and this and this. And I didn't want to load on him. So I said, how are you doing? How are you doing at this moment? And he almost yelled, saying, I have not felt this free since I was a child.
Oh.
It is the power of when someone finally has the freedom and the trust to take off the mask. Then I got an email this morning where he said, John, I did it. It was horrible.
Yeah.
I talked to my wife. We had such a... But the next day, we have life in our marriage back again.
Oh.
So, guys, it's just so powerful when someone, he had heard about identity in Christ the whole day in this conference, and he decided to risk it. Oh, what a gift that is for all of us, because the evil one does want us to wear masks. Here's the damage. When I wear a mask, only my mask gets loved, and that's the tragedy.
Yeah.
People don't get to love me.
That is a powerful statement. John Lynch, our guest right now, and we're going to have a link for you guys in just a little bit. It's going to clue you into where you can find some liberating truths that might well help set you free. John, as a pastor here in Chicago, my heart for my love for the new birth miracle and all that Jesus did on the cross, and that the tomb is empty and we can live as well. We have a culture, I don't want to be too broad brushed here, but generally speaking, we have a culture in American Christianity that is a checklist culture. It's, I'm going to go to church, I'm going to live with 80% of my life pretty well intact, but 20%, man, I'm not going to let anyone touch that. And I think my question is, how do we create a healthy, dynamic discipleship culture that ushers in a freedom for people to be known and then to really know the love of God?
But let me say it as simply as I can. You and I get to take the responsibility of earning another's trust so that we can have permission in behind the wire. We make the statement, all of us are awakening to the pain of realizing I can't control my life the way I thought I could. I'm stuck with unresolved issues whose symptoms I'm trying to fix, and I'm doing it without the help of anybody else. And we said, what if there was a place in your marriage, in your friendships, in your discipleship, but what if there was a place so safe that the worst of me could be known? And I would discover that I would not be loved less, but actually be loved more in the telling of it. What if we could create those kinds of cultures with each other? Because sometimes accountability groups just make me lie and hide to some of the people I love most.
Yeah.
What if I could create instead an environment of trust to where you find yourself, this guy's got my back, this girl's got my back. Oh my gosh, I want to tell this. And it gives them permission to know I don't need to hold on to this anymore. I can be free like that man in the back seat of the car. And that freedom is worth anything. And we've been measuring all the time, but when we're in a church culture that says you better measure up, you should, you ought to, when will you? When we're in that culture, we don't want to feel out of step, so we put on appearances. And if there's some place in my world where the appearances can go away and I can be known, oh, guys.
Amen.
It took me a while to live that way, but I want to tell you, there is such freedom waiting for us on the other end.
John, you know, this may seem like a strange analogy, but I think back to going to pool parties when I was younger and everybody kind of stands around huddled up in their towel because nobody really wants to jump in first. You're all in your bathing suits. It feels awkward, but somebody has to go first, and then everybody else kind of feels safe to wade on in.
Nobody's going first.
Nobody's going first. We're all standing kind of huddled around clutching our towels. I don't really want to be seen. Who goes first?
Sometimes we are the first person on the beach, and we've been in a culture of hiddenness. We've been in a culture of people all got their 7 or 8 towels wrapped around them. And to be able to start to discover who is that person out there that I can start to take a risk with, very, very safe at first, but who can I learn to trust with me in some areas? And you start kind of poking around, asking those safe and then less safe questions until you discover, oh, wait, you want that too. Oh, wait, we can live this way with each other. It may mean you walk around to the side and say, I'm going to take off my towel here. Not much. I mean, just this part. But it is the most beautiful risk because they've been waiting too. There's so many all around us who are waiting for an authentic relationship in Christ. Think about that. The most beautiful thing that happened to us in our life, Jesus Christ. And then we go into a culture that says you had better perform, you had better measure up, and you better fake it till you make it and hide. And so to actually us get to be some of the first ones to find people in the culture to say, hey, I long to be free. I long to be known. I long to have you know me. And I long to be able to stand with you. But that's the only thing he asks of us. He says, I want you guys to love each other. And Paul picks it up and he says, I want to tell you, obey that command that Jesus said 30 years ago. He says, I want you to bear one another's burdens.
Yeah.
I can't do that until I have the freedom to know what those really are.
Yeah, that's a good word. You're listening right now, Boom Crew, and I know what's going on in your heart right now. I know what's going on. I want to be known, and I'm scared to death. I want someone to know me and not reject me. I want to muster the courage somehow. And, you know, John, you were talking, and I thought, you know, Jesus sent them out two by two. He never sent them out one at a time.
Yeah.
And I got to believe that those two by two relationships, they were known and they knew. That's what made them so strong. And Boom Crew, you want to be part of that. I know you do. I know you do. So we've got a link for you right now.
Just text the word CURE to 312-274-9624. Text the word CURE to 312-274-9624.
We need it, don't we, guys? We need it. We need each other. We need to be known. It's a longing of our heart that is shrouded in demonic attack, who's whispering in our ears, don't be known. The risk is too high. And I want to speak to some of you that have been burned in relationships before, because we've all been there. Is that true?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, we've all been there. And it's painful, isn't it?
I mean, it's like you're stuck in this place of not wanting to be known, but wanting to be known.
And then when you've been burned before by being known, I remember my bride telling me here just a couple of days ago, she goes, you know, the precursor to the CURE was True Faced. And we were reading through True Faced. And she said, living True Faced is great as long as somebody doesn't want to put your face in it.
that's true. Ooh. That's true.
So you got to make sure that you're finding trustworthy people, but they're out there. They're out there. Find humble, teachable people, and those are the ones that you can kind of bear your soul to. But boy, do we need it. Text word CURE to 312-274-9624. CURE to 312-274-9624.
Waking you up with adrenaline and Jesus. We're Carl and Crew Mornings.
You know, the gospel changes everything. Sounds familiar, right?
That is our theme for SHARE.
Gospel changes everything. And SHARE is one of the most exciting things going for your friend Carl. I love it. I love, this is going to sound crazy, but here I'm going to give it to you straight up. I love raising money for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I have an easier time doing it when it's not for me. So the further it gets away from me, and this has nothing to do with us. Our salaries, nothing, has nothing to do with SHARE. But the gospel has everything to do with SHARE.
And the gospel changes everything. That's our theme, because we exist to help people take their next step in their walk with Jesus. A lot of times people listen to radio and it's their first introduction to hearing the gospel. For many people, they're maybe hearing it for the many, they're heard it before, but we had somebody, remember that person who said, I got bad information about the gospel?
Was that one of the best ever?
I'll never forget that one. And they gave to SHARE, and part of the reason was because they said the gospel was clear. And they said, growing up, I got bad information about the gospel.
Best line
ever. So for some, it's an introduction. And for many, it's a reintroduction. It's helping you take that next step. It's people who feel stuck in their walk. But listen, because every day something's put in front of them that challenges them to grow and to keep pushing forward. And it's the coolest thing to just get to be a part of it.
That's the point. And so here it is. I'm going to pull off the veneer. I know, and I'm a big believer, give to your local church first, man, first fruits, right there. But if you have got any discretionary shekels, make us number two on the list if you're a listener here in the mornings. I'm asking you to do it. Become a shareholder. Get a toe in the water this year. I don't want to insult you, but get $5 in the game and you will find something will happen. Whenever I become a shareholder of something financially, there's something that changes. All of a sudden, it's like, whoa, those stories are my stories. You become a shareholder in kingdom work. And it's indescribable how this works, but it does. So the gospel changes everything is our theme this year. And I'm asking everyone to get a chunk. And you might say, well, how many people take part? We don't know for sure, but it's usually, what is it, Super Die? You've got the historical facts in like 6%.
Right. Very, very low compared to like the full listening body. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would happen with the gospel and our potential reach if everybody just got a shekel or two? So could we get there? Probably not. But what if we doubled the amount of people that said, I'm going to become a shareholder? Oh, my goodness. So zero pressure on this one, but just an invitation to be a part this year. Next week, we're going to kick it off in earnest. And I just lay that out there, just lay it out for you. Do want to put out a shout out right now here, just quickly, for those of you that are large gift givers. We're assembling these large gifts for Match Challenge monies for next week. And if you got 5, 10, 15, 20K, some of you might say, you got to be kidding me. No, we had a $25,000 gift a year ago for Spring Share. If that's you, we would benefit greatly from that because there is something so exciting when these large gifts come in. Us folks that do not fit in that category, we get spurred on. And so it's a beautiful thing. And maybe you are not going to be here next week and you say, you know what, I'm not going to be here next week, but Carl, I do want to get a gift in this year. That would be great. And if that's you, 800-600-9624. We got folks standing by right now ready to help out. 800-600-9624. Or you can go online, super easy to give. In fact, I got a tote board up here. We can look at the history here. Looks like most of these gifts come in online right now. But moodyradio.org or 800-600-9624. And we just want to tell you from the bottom of our heart, thank you. Coming up in a couple of minutes, we're going to talk today about this need to pull off masks and break out of a Christianity that is checklist into something much more robust.
That keeps us hit. We don't want to be hidden. We don't want to hide who we are. We don't want to hide what we're going through. But so often we do it reflexively because we want to look like a good Christian.
What if we were known and knew others really well? Hang on.
The numbers are in. It's your favorite topics on Carl and Crew Mornings.
Huge topic was this. How do you best describe it, Allie?
Well, performance Christianity, dealing with the impulse that often exists. You've been following Christ, and all of a sudden, you walk in the grace of God when you start. That's how you get saved. It's the grace of God that saves you. But then you start trying to live it out in your own strength. And you quickly realize that you can't, and that you can't live up to the standard that you've set for yourself. And there starts to be a gap between what you read in scripture and the life you're actually experiencing. But you don't want anybody to know that.
Yeah.
So you start kind of faking it a little bit. You start putting on a bit of a mask. You're not fully honest with what's really going on because you don't want to be the one who's not got it together.
That is so true. There's a lot of you listening right now going, I want to be with people who don't wear masks. And even when you say that in your heart, it freaks you out a little bit because that means that you can't wear one either. And being found out, what are you smiling about, Young Thunder?
Because you're right. We don't want to be around people who wear masks, but we also need to be willing to not wear a mask ourselves.
And this doesn't mean that you have to get up on a Sunday morning and hang out your dirty laundry with the whole congregation.
That's not wise.
It's not wise. But hanging out your dirty laundry for a couple folks who you trust to see is one of the most liberating things on this planet. Every time I muster the courage as a man to do that with a couple close friends, it's like, do I dare walk across that threshold? I did it, and yes, that's the best thing ever. Just like the story from John Lynch that you're going to hear here in just a little bit, Boom Crew. But we are fully aware of the fact that some of you might find yourself in a place where you need to find a church. And I don't know what your situation is in life. It could be that you find yourself in a church that maybe isn't where God would have you, or many of you are not plugged into a church. Post-COVID, you've never rejoined. You've never connected. You might be a new listener going, you know, I love God with my whole heart, but I can't tell you I have a family of God around me. Well, we've got a tool that will help you. And we got it right now.
It's a resource, the top seven things to look for in a church. And it spells out really clearly with scripture to back it up. What do you look for when you walk into a building? The church is not the building, but most churches meet in a building. You walk in. What do you look for? How do you know if this is a good church? It's not the style of music. It's not the clothes that people wear. What do you really need to look for? Just text the word church. We'll send it to you. Church to 312-274-9624. Text church to 312-274-9624.
Coming to you live from the Morningstar Mission Sponsored Studios, this is Carl and Crew Mornings on 90.1 FM Moody Radio.
It can be one of the most frightening things on the planet. But conversely, most liberating things on the planet. Isn't that the way it is with most good stuff?
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely.
So getting to the gym can be one of the toughest things. Having been at the gym is one of the greatest things.
Yes. Finishing the work, nothing better than the finish of the workout.
Right. Exactly. Eating some vegetables over a McDonald's cheeseburger sounds a lot less appetizing, but it's a lot better for you.
Being in the middle of the Iditarod is painful. Yeah. Being at the end of it is phenomenal.
Oh, victorious.
So by the way, I'm tracking here. I've got a tracker up. I don't get to see it very often, but I'll pop it up right now. We've got Nick Petit, Frenchman. We got Travis Beals and Ryan Reddington that are mushing dogs on the way to Cripple, Alaska, in the middle of Alaska. It's probably 10, 20 below zero.
Do you know anybody in the race this year?
Well, I've been communicating with Mitch Seavey. His son Dallas is in the lead right now.
Oh, okay.
He's a five-time winner. The Iditarod Dallas is. He's a tough kid.
How old is he now?
Well, I call him a kid. He's still a kid. He's in his 30s, young 30s, I believe. Tough as nails. I mean, this kid is tough as nails.
I mean, no doubt. He's slightly older than I am, and he's won the Iditarod five times and is leading his
nails
six.
Nails for breakfast.
You know, this is a guy, when he was a wrestler, he was like a super high-level competitive national wrestler.
Yeah, that's incredible.
He's just tough.
I love it.
These wrestlers, one of my best buddies in high school was a wrestler, and these guys are just tough. They're just tough dudes. But being in these races, like I'm watching the Iditarod go right now, I know what these guys are in. But I also know what's going to happen when they get to know. The satisfaction and the elation is powerful. It's not the Iditarod, but there's some similarity between getting to a gym versus leaving a gym, getting in the Iditarod versus being done with it, and getting into a church and being known, and when you're known. It's like that, I don't know what it is, it's that threshold we got to get across.
But it's really, really challenging, and you're not the only one who sometimes feels like on a Sunday morning, people say, hey, how's it going? God bless you. Good to see you. And you say, I'm great. How are you? I'm great. And then you keep passing, and neither one of you has been really honest about how you're doing.
But when you find a person to be honest with, and when a church culture begins to be a church that does more than hug, but we know each other's hearts a little bit, oh my goodness, it catches fire, because we all want to be known. Got a resource for you before we get into a phenomenal time that we're going to have here, that you're going to hear a story that's going to peel some paint. But we want to get this resource into your hand because a lot of you are wondering today, and I'm speaking to those of you that you do not have a church where you are known. And you maybe, we had someone texted in here and said, I went to a new church because the church that I was at wasn't preaching the gospel, man. They started getting weak in the knees around the good news of Jesus Christ. We are aware of the fact that you might be in that position, but boy, have we got a resource for you.
If you want to know the top seven things to look for in a church, text the word church to 312-274-9624.
Going on the road? Tune in wherever you drive. Just text APP to 312-274-9624.
It is an awesome thing to know and be known, and hope we didn't set you up for something too grandiose here, but you know, there's something really behind the scenes that maybe you wouldn't know about Cher, and it's coming up next week. Let me set it up this way. What's hard for you guys to talk about?
Specifically with Cher?
Yeah, what makes Cher difficult?
I think what makes Cher difficult for me is that, of course, I want to invite people into what we're doing here, but I don't want people to feel like they're pressured. And so I get nervous about that. How am I going to say something? And am I going to make someone feel like I'm telling them what they have to do, which is not my heart or any of our hearts at all about this. But that's something that makes me nervous as I talk about Cher.
What do you guys say?
I don't like asking for money. I don't like asking people to give their money. And obviously it's necessary. We're a listener supported station. And I love that people are so excited about giving to the gospel. Sometimes when we ask for bigger gifts, even though I know that there are people who wait for us to ask for bigger gifts, sometimes I'm like, are the people who can only give a smaller gift, or are they going to feel like we don't value them as much?
That's a great one. You know, I feel that all the time.
So it's like this balancing act. Yeah. No. We love the $1 giver. God doesn't look at it any differently.
That's right.
What do you say, Super Day?
Sometimes I feel like, and I don't want us to come across this way, but we're not a telethon. You know, someone's not standing behind me spinning plates, and there's not a dancing bear behind you. And if you're calling and we've got this to give away, and if you get this so much, you get this, and then you get this. If you get this, it's like,
yeah.
Whoa,
yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, yeah, we're not wanting to be
that. No, not at all.
And for me, I live in a conflicted world because I love asking for money for the gospel. But the closer it gets attached to me, the more squiggly it gets. I'll go do a, and I'm not advertising this, and I don't have time to do it. But when I've been asked to go out and speak at a big fundraising banquet, and if I believe in that organization, cut me loose. I'm like a junkyard dog and some fresh ground beef, man. I'm after it. But I wanted to share what's on my heart, at least here, and that is I long for people. We got a text from a guy that came in here earlier. His name's Dean. And I was just loving it because Dean captured for me what I think he just captured it. He said, you know, I used to give little bits to share, and then by faith I stepped out and I started upping it significantly. And I'm not even going to say what that was. But he said, I found that God provided in amazing ways.
Yeah, he's retired. He said, I'm just making it, but I committed to give. And then the Lord led me to a really good part-time job that more than covered my needs. So his giving, his act of faith, giving more than what felt comfortable at the time. And the Lord blessed him.
Blessed him. And I don't even want that to be misunderstood.
Exactly.
Because
I know.
Then that becomes like, and the guys, and I've made reference to this, that talk about it, you give that seed, you know, and it's like it's said in a very interesting way. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But as a churchman,
I believe first fruits ought to go to the local church. I'll be the first one to say that. And by the way, give to your local church, guys. Those pastors' salaries, those lights staying on, and the work that they're doing, the vast majority of which are sacrificing to share the gospel, it's a worthy investment. And then when you have some shekels, and if you can give to Moody Radio in Share that starts next week, I want you to do it. And the reason why is moving from spectator or kind of receiver to shareholder, it's a huge shift. And even a few shekels it'll lock your heart into Freedom Friday stories and all these things in a way that otherwise wouldn't. And I want you to taste and see that the Lord is good this year in Share. That's what I want for you. I want you to taste and see that the Lord is good. Somebody texted in. They said, they gave us a word of affirmation, not asking for money. God is. And it's for our own blessing and for the kingdom. That's we want.
That's encouraging.
That's what we want. So, after all said and done, I'm not sure I've alleviated all those weird things that we feel.
But we know, even though we don't always feel it, we know that this is the work of the Lord. It's not us asking. We have no personal benefit.
No.
That what we say when we say that this is a listener-supported station, it really is.
It really is. It really is. So all that being said, I'm going to be bold here and say, if you're not going to be here next week and you feel like, man, I really do want to be a shareholder here, or I have been in the past and I'm not going to forget. I want to make sure that you know where to go. 1-800-600-9624. That's the number that you can call. Next week will be a party for sure. 1-800-600-9624 or moodyradio.org. And Boom Crew, thanks for letting us share our heart on this thing. Thank you for that. And we appreciate you in a bad way, in a big way, in a bad way. I just looked down and looked at a text that said, televangelist put a bad taste in our mouth. I saw that word bad while I'm trying to speak.
New slang?
Yeah. We appreciate you in a big way. We really do. And thanks for letting us pour out our heart a little bit here. I think I'm way behind the curve. Am I not?
No, not
we're
crazy.
Not doing bad?
No, we're not doing bad at all.
Coming up in a minute and a half, we're going to give you a resource, because all day today we've been talking about this huge need that you have to talk about ridding ourselves of performance Christianity. And maybe you're looking for someone to be around, or a group of people to be around, that really long for the same thing. We've got a resource. Hang on.
Coming to you live from the Morningstar Mission Sponsor Studios, this is Carl and Crew Mornings on 90.1 FM Moody Radio.
Just a public service announcement here. This morning when I was driving in, I've never seen a crazier morning of a commute in my life. And I'm talking about dangerous and angry drivers. And Boom Crew, I just need to tell you, when we've got to put reader boards across Chicagoland that say, do not respond to aggressive drivers or angry drivers, yeah, it's probably not a bad ad that they've got up, because it was crazy. I'm in the inbound 90 expressway. I'm in the slower lane. We're traveling along pretty well. Early in the morning, traffic moves, and I'm going with the flow of the slow lane, but we're moving. I mean moving. Out of my right periphery, I see a car across the divider in the main lanes of traffic flying. Had to have been going, and this is not an underestimate here, had to have been going 100, 110. Weaving through traffic that was probably going 70.
Dangerous. So dangerous.
Hot on his heels was not a police officer, because I thought maybe we got a chase scene. It's a guy in an almost identical SUV going the same rate of speed.
Same thing.
And you know what I did? I called out to God. I said, God, please, man, protect people from these crazies. Because these guys don't know, man. This is, you're putting other people's lives at risk.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's like, like throwing people around like they're chess pieces. Like, no, I mean, it's people out there. You are messing with people.
Yeah.
And it's not just yourself you're putting at risk. You're putting everybody else out there at risk, too.
Within a quarter mile, then there was some anger in the express lanes. Guys wanting to get over, not letting them in, flashing lights, kind of almost, you know, they're using cars to kind of intimidate, move into the lane. And I'm like, my goodness, I get further into the town, into the city here. And here's a guy driving a beast of an SUV, has no lights on.
No headlights?
No headlights.
Ridiculous.
No headlights on. And he might have spaced it out. I've done this before with streetlights, where streetlights are so bright.
That's true.
You pull out and you don't have them on and you're like, oh my goodness, I don't have my light. My bride and I got pulled over probably a year ago.
No.
We're tooling down. We just left someone's home, tooling down the road. Police officer pulls me over. I said, wonder what I did. He comes up alongside me. He says, do you know you're driving without your lights on? I said, no, I am so sorry. He said, yeah, sometimes these streetlights can make you think you've got your lights on. But then Hawaiian good luck signs are flying around just a few feet further down the road. And I'm like, and horns are honking and guys are ticked. And I'm like, this is awfully early in the morning to get this upset.
For all of this.
And I really mean this from the bottom of my heart. Don't play the game. Don't take the bait. I didn't know this until you told me this morning there was a road rage shooting incident yesterday morning that blocked up traffic for forever.
Oh, it was horrible. It happened early morning hours yesterday on the Borman Expressway, and it was almost the tail end of the rush hour before things opened up.
Don't engage, man.
No.
Don't engage. And this is, we are no longer past the time when you can be the road instructor.
Yeah, your pride is not worth your life, and that's something I'm learning, because if someone does me wrong on the road, my natural instinct is to be like, well, I'm going to show them. I'm going to teach them, you know, and you do not instigate those people, because you have no idea who has a gun in their car and who doesn't. And you got to be careful.
Let them go to traffic school.
And this
don't
is
be the traffic guy.
This is not just on your way in or out of Chicago. These are expressways all around the Chicagoland area. So just be careful.
Be careful. Be careful. Is that a crazy thing to talk about on morning radio?
Not in the slightest.
No, it feels pretty appropriate.
It's appropriate right now.
Discipleship to start your day. You're listening to Carl and Crew Mornings.
We got a crazy pop-up question for you this morning, Boom Crew. Totally out of the blue, and we're going to need everyone who fits in this category to participate. If you are listening anywhere outside of Chicagoland, so you're using an app, you're using a computer, that's what would qualify, right?
Yes.
App or computer, you're listening outside of Chicagoland area. Where are you listening from? We're doing a quick experiment here and we need your help. So I'm asking you to roll up your sleeves, get this done, just knock it out real quick. I know if you're driving, pull the side of the road, give us 2 minutes, okay? 1 minute, that's all it takes.
All we need from you is the name of the city and the state that you're listening from. That's all we need. We don't need a detailed explanation, but if you're listening this morning outside the Chicagoland area, tell us where you're listening from. Text 312-274-9624, 312-274-9624.
Not if you're in the backwoods on the fringes of our terrestrial signal here.
Indiana.
Yeah.
Yep, not Northwest Indiana. No. We know we reach a little bit into Wisconsin. We're talking about outside of the Chicagoland area.
Yeah. So if you're on an app or on a computer, you qualify. 312-274-9624. If you would please take the time to do that just quickly, little pop-up request here. 312-274-9624. Okay. Listening on app or computer. That's what we want from you. 312-274-9624.
Boom Crew, celebrate what God is doing in you. This is
Carl and
Crew Mornings.
Getting a lot of response here. I want to be really clear. We're going to keep this cooking. This is so amazing what's going on here. Allie, you qualify this better than I do. I can get us confused.
No, that's okay. And you're getting it. You're texting us. If you are listening from outside of the Chicagoland area, that means you do not live in the suburbs. You do not live in Northwest Indiana. You are somewhere else. And so far, we have about 12 to 15 different states
represented
in our Boom Crew just in those initial 30-second call out.
What city, town, city or town and state are you listening from on the app that you otherwise couldn't hear us on terrestrial radio? 312-274-9624. We're doing a quick pop-up here. We really would benefit from this. There's method to our madness here. So if you could stop wherever you are and just drop that into our text message, we'd appreciate it. 312-274-9624. Just make a quick text to us. We appreciate that so much. 312-274-9624. Big time appreciation.
Want to put faces to the names? Just follow Carl and Crew Mornings on Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget, that's Carl with a K.
You know, a lot of you listening, and I get stunned by this. Sometimes I'm like, man, sometimes we hit a spiritual nerve and we're like, yeah, let's do that. That seems right. And then we go, oh my goodness, Spirit of God had us do that. This is one of those. You might be a new follower of Jesus. You might be disconnected from a local church as a result of COVID. Do you know how many thousands of really good churches there are across Chicagoland and beyond? We found out already. By the way, little pop-up results from the quiz that Allie just had. We threw it out asking you to respond if you're listening outside of the Chicagoland area. Survey says
right now we're at 23 different states and Canada, two different locations in Canada.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
So amazing. Cool.
So here's the deal. No matter where you are across the United States, around the globe, I want you to know something, Boom Crew. God wants you in a local church where you can be known and know others. And some of you are wondering, how do I find a church? And I hadn't really thought about this a lot because a lot of us were kind of raised in this culture of church. Some of you aren't, or some of us were raised, as one man said who texted in about an hour ago, raised in a denomination that has really walked away from the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so he had to go on a hunt. If you're on a hunt for a good church, we have got a tool for you, and this thing is flying out the door. You come and get it as well.
What are the top seven things to look for in a church? Curious? Text the word church to 312-274-9624. Church to 312-274-9624.
Hey, this is Carl with Carl and Crew, and I'm so grateful that you listened to this showcast. Thank you mostly for being part of the Boom Crew. As we help you take your next step with Jesus, you're a huge encouragement to us. We'll be here again live every weekday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. Godspeed.